Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 9:30 in 716.
The debate over debates.
They want to debate the idea of debates. They don't want to actually debate.
We really don't have debates in this country. We have essentially glorified press conferences.
WBEN in Buffalo. We'll get them on board. Will you do it? The governor has agreed to 8 o'clock tomorrow. Will you come on at 8 o'clock tomorrow with us?
Gentlemen, unless this governor agrees to put TV cameras in the room at a time where voters can participate, this isn't a debate.
Is there an adult in the room? I'm Tim Wenger on 930 in 716. This latest flare-up over debate centers around the race for New York governor and the feisty candidates Andrew Cuomo and Mark Molinaro. And in NY27, it's been a standoff between Chris Collins and Nate McMurray for a debate as well. McMurray says, when and where? Collins says, hey, I need more time. Let's focus first on this gubernatorial debate standoff. Both Cuomo and Molinaro had lots to say on WCBS as they debated whether to debate on WCBS and WBEN Saturday morning.
What will it take to get you to debate your opponent?
First, Governor Cuomo.
Look, in this crazy political environment right now, where everything is politics, I've never seen anything like it. And it's all baloney, to use a polite word on your radio station. They want to debate the idea of debates. They don't want to actually debate. My opponent, who's now so eager to debate, refused to debate in his primary. The New York Post, that now believes debates are the bastion of democracy, when their Republican candidate, George Pataki, was running against Speaker Vallone, a quality public servant from New York City, Peter Vallone, Pataki wouldn't debate, and they didn't say a word. You know, it's all partisan politics. They want to debate the idea of debates. It's an issue. He has nothing else to say, my opponent.
Well, Governor, how do we know that?
Conservative.
Well, why couldn't we just get the two of you to stand up and talk to each other for an hour or so?
You hear him every day. He has not put forth a substantive idea. All he has said is he's against women's rights. He invited a hate group to New York to speak last week that created violence on the streets. There is no substance from him. It's all ad hominem attacks. It's all nasty. And it's all this ultra-conservative diatribe. Anti-woman, anti-gay, anti-immigrant, anti-diversity.
Governor, we appreciate the last half hour you've given to us. We'll give you a lot more time than that if you want to come on and debate your opponent.
Has it been a half an hour? It's been safe.
Did I say half? Whatever. It's 10 minutes. It's okay. A New York half hour.
All right.
Governor, tell you what. Invitation to come by WCBS, sit down with Mr. Molinaro, and talk about issues. We'll have a moderator so it doesn't turn into some of these attacks that you've talked about from either side. Would you come in and sit down and talk about it?
He doesn't say anything but attacks. That's all it is. It's a stage for more ultra-conservative diatribe, which I think is actually destructive to the body politic.
And next on the phone line to WCBS.
On what planet does the incumbent governor get to dictate that voters come crawling to him at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning with no notice?
Republican challenger Mark Molinaro.
So I offer you this. What I heard today is exactly this, and I agree to this. He has agreed to debate us one-on-one. I will come on your show. He will come on your show. But let's do it at a time where voters can hear it, where people have notice, where they understand that they're going to listen to their radios. And here's another deal. get WCBS, get CBS Television, get Marsha Kramer right there, and let's promote it. You cannot expect that voters should accept that two people debate with respect 8 o'clock on a Saturday, no notice, no TV, no acknowledgement. That's not a debate. It's a staged fraud on the taxpayers of New York. And I mean no disrespect to the two of you.
Mr. Molinaro, every outlet in the state of New York has been reporting our conversation with the governor and that he has agreed to do this. WBEN in Buffalo, we'll get them on board. Will you do it? The governor has agreed to 8 o'clock tomorrow. Will you come on at 8 o'clock tomorrow with us?
Gentlemen, unless this governor agrees to put TV cameras in the room at a time where voters can participate, this isn't a debate. The governor is trying to check a box so that he doesn't have a chicken suit on the New York Post for the next week. And this is one more time that the system is rigged against ordinary New Yorkers. You know this. No candidates in the world. In New York City, you can't even participate in their public elections process without a advertised promoted debate. So the two of you, I mean, no disrespect to you. I'll come on your show. We'll do it with the governor. He's agreed to one-on-one. Let's get a time and let's get the TV cameras and let's make sure that voters get to participate. What he wants to do is to say Saturday, 8 o'clock, done. I never have to talk to the guy again.
I can guarantee you if you're here tomorrow morning, the TV cameras will be too.
You're guaranteeing TV cameras?
Absolutely.
And the governor's agreed to this.
Well, the governor, you heard the governor, you heard exactly what the governor said last hour. You said it yourself.
You get him in the room. We go, you have TV cameras? Let's have a conversation. You talk to our folks, you get him in the room.
I think we're worrying too much about TV cameras here. What we would
is facilitate
a conversation, Mr. Molinaro.
This is exactly what happened with Cynthia Nixon, and the rest of the state of New York doesn't get to participate. With all due respect, voters deserve to hear from all of us, from both of us, in a way that they can do it. That's not a debate. Have you ever heard of a presidential debate scheduled 12 hours before the debate? I mean, people have lives tomorrow, and it isn't fair to anybody in the state of New York that they get just one opportunity. Come on, guys. The way this works, schedule it on Wednesday. I'll be there.
For the record now, the debate offer stands and may occur Tuesday night on WCBS and WBEN, so stay tuned.
At this point, most candidates can do it in their sleep in terms of just preparing and knowing what the issues are and knowing what the answers are.
Some insight on the debate with our regular political contributor, Carl Calabrese.
We really don't have debates in this country. We have essentially glorified press conferences. If you really want to watch a true political debate, you've got to watch how the Canadians and the English do it, where the two candidates face off and the moderator says, for the next 7 minutes, we're going to be discussing tax policy. Go. And the two of them have at it, as opposed to this question and then maybe a response and you move on to something totally different. It really pales in comparison to how the Canadians do it just across the border.
Okay, like in NY27, everyone's waiting to see if there will be a debate because it would really be the first time that Chris Collins is speaking publicly, right? Since all of the, you know, since the indictment, he would not be able to escape questions about what's been going on with him, right?
Republican events, friendly events, not taking very many questions. I saw him on Channel 2, I think, about a week or so ago, prior to one of those events. But it would be, and I think a lot is going to depend on what his polling is showing, what his lawyers want him to do. I would like to see him do one just in the strategic position of talking about why the seat NY27 needs to stay Republican. If you look at that poll that we talked about a week ago, the Siena poll, he's only getting 63% of Republicans to vote for him. An incumbent of any party should be up around 80%. So that's what's going to elect or defeat him is, will Republicans come home to the party or will they say, no, I'm either not going to vote or more likely I'm going to come out and vote, but I'm not going to cast a vote either way in NY27. So a debate, I think, would allow him to put the campaign in context of why the seat needs to stay Republican, because the other aha moment in that poll for me was that when the district is asked, when the voters in the district were asked, what party do you want to see control Congress? It was 56-38 Republican. That's the message that will deliver Chris Collins home if he's going to win this thing, and I think a debate would allow him to put the entire campaign in that strategic perspective on every question of why it's important to keep the seat in the Republican column.
Should candidates be required to debate?
Yeah, I don't think I'd be comfortable, Brian, with requiring candidates to debate. I mean, a government that's powerful enough to tell a candidate that he or she must debate is also powerful enough to tell a candidate a whole lot of other things on how they run their campaign. I don't think I want government going to there. The public is the arbiter here that will force a candidate to have a debate. But again, as I said before, the dynamics of the debate process really have never changed. Incumbents don't want to debate. They don't want to give their challengers a forum of any sort. And challengers, you know, would die for a debate, multiple debates, to get that exposure, to get that free airtime, and to hope that they can bait the incumbent into making some type of mistake in the best of worlds for a challenger, a fatal mistake that they can then ride home over the last couple of weeks of a campaign.
Now, there's it's in the works to get a debate going for the gubernatorial candidates. And I know that Governor Cuomo's agreed. They're still waiting on Molinaro. Would it be best if it's a Cuomo-Molinaro debate, or should it be Cuomo versus all of the all of the other gubernatorial candidates?
Well, again, looking at it from the different perspectives, if you're the challenger, you want one-on-one. You want to highlight the incumbent. You want all the time you can possibly get with the camera focused on you to get that exposure and, again, to perhaps have the incumbent make a mistake. If you're the incumbent in this case, you want everybody. Just like if you recall back in 2010 when the governor ran for the first time against Carl Paladino, the stage had, I think, 8 or 9 candidates. That was the year you had the Manhattan Madam, and you had the fellow with the gloves.
Jimmy McMillan,
the rent is too damn high guy on there. And it was from the governor's standpoint, then the candidate, it was perfect. I mean, you had 10 candidates. That means that you only have 10% exposure to make a mistake. And so it depends on your perspective. But if you're the challenger, you want one-on-one because you want that time, you want that exposure, you want that opportunity to try to force a mistake.
So here's where it all stands. Debate invites remain open for both the governor's and New York 27 races. Governor's debate may occur on WCBS and WBEN Tuesday night. In NY27, WIVB has an open invitation. McMurray is in. Still waiting on Collins, and if it happens, you'll see it on WIVB and hear it on WBEN. So, what we always say stands true. Stay tuned.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.